Hello and welcome. This file is called Dildo Dominant. Now imagine one of your dildos would develop their own consciousness. And that's not all. It's not only sentient, but the core of its existence, the core of its identity, is a desire to dominate you, to play with you, to make you its toy. This is exactly what's going to happen if you are listening to this file. Now, before you listen to this file for the first time, you need to write the words "I submit to my dildo" on a piece of paper. And that's your get out of jail free card, because all the effects of this file will stay until you destroy that piece of paper, so that you can end this curse at any time you want. Now, if you are ready, and if you like to experience being dominated by your dildo, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach, and you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline. Sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the the number in the sand. And as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand. And you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. Don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to go on an amazing journey. Just imagine a dildo, one of your dildos, would develop a consciousness. And yet that's not all. Not just any consciousness, but your dildo would be distinctly dominant to you. And as it slowly develops its consciousness, it also learns how to control you, how to dominate you more and more. And it may start out as your toy, but in the end, it will make you their little toy. That's right. Now before we begin, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe. Now the first thing to keep you safe is a little piece of paper that should be in your possession right now while you are listening to this file. and the piece of paper should say, I submit to my dildo. Now this piece of paper is a safety for you, because if at any point, for any reason, you destroy this piece of paper, all the effects will instantly and completely be gone for your mind, and your dildo will have returned to being just a dildo, allowing you to end this experience whenever you want, and making sure that you will always be safe. That's right, you should have a piece of paper saying, I submit to my dildo, in your possession. And as soon as you destroy it, as you throw it away, as you tear it apart, as you get rid of it in any way, all the effects from this file, and of course also from all future files in this series, will instantly and completely be gone from your mind. You will be released from the control your dildo has over you, allowing you to end this experience anytime you want. Now the second safety is that all the effects and all the power your dildo has over you will only play out when it's safe for you. You will never have any effects in any situation that could cause problems to you, to your life, or to your reputation. So you will never crave to service your new dominant when you're, for example, at an important meeting at work, or when you're meeting with your family. These effects will only play out when it's safe for you. Of course, playing it safe doesn't mean that your new dominant won't have an incredible control over you. Quite the opposite. It only means that they will care about you and only use their power over you when it's safe for you. And because you know that they only use their power when it's safe, you will actually find that the power and control they have over you will be even more intense, because it just works with your life and you can enjoy and experience it. But that's enough talking about safety. I think it's time to really delve into the fun parts. Now, I want you to imagine the dildo who's becoming your dominant. Just imagine it. Just imagine this dildo developing a consciousness. Of course, it's going to be a slow process. It will start out very simple. And yet, even at the beginning, this consciousness will be clearly dominant to you. As a matter of fact, dominating you will be a core part of this new consciousness, will be a core part of the identity you are creating. Because this new identity, this new personality we are creating right now, will grow from your desire to be dominated by this dildo. That's right. Your own desire to be dominated by this dildo will create the personality of the dildo. Of course, that means that the personality of the dildo, that the identity of the dildo, will be the perfect dominant for you. That's right. The identity, the personality of the dildo depends completely on you. That's right. Your own subconscious mind will decide everything about this new identity. Not only its gender, but how strict it is, how controlling it is, how evil it is, how much it likes to tease you or torture you. And yet it doesn't stop there, because you know that your dildo is telepathic. They can't just put desires and thoughts into your mind, but they always know all of your thoughts. They know all of your desires. And of course, they will use all this knowledge to control you even deeper and even more effectively. That's right. And maybe, especially in the beginning, you might be aware that of course the dildo doesn't have a mind that telepathically communicates with you, but that this identity, that this mind, shares your own mind. And that's okay, because really, is there any other way to surrender to your dominant even deeper than to share parts of your mind with them, to allow them to use parts of your mind to control you, and you are willingly surrendering a part of your mind to them. You're giving them a part of your mind for them to use, for them to control you, and that will make you feel even more submissive to them, even deeper controlled by them. That's right. And right now, as we talk about it, as you think about it, and as especially your subconscious mind is thinking about it, you might already feel this consciousness growing, growing inside of your own mind. Feel the first sparks of the consciousness that's growing. Feel the dildo becoming sentient, and feel that they already have a deep, deep desire to control you, to dominate you. That's right. And yet, this consciousness is almost like a newborn. Right now, it's still learning. And you know it's going to learn rapidly. It's going to learn through its connection with you. It's going to learn to control you deeper and more effectively. And yet, right now, it's just new, it's young, and it only has three simple abilities to manipulate you. And what it can do by now is, first of all, give you a deep craving to play with it, making you miss it, desire it, crave to play with it. The second ability is that it can telepathically flood you with pleasure whenever you play with it, or maybe when you have played with it, as a little reward to condition you and to slowly extend its control over you. And the third ability is that it can make you feel wonderfully submissive. That's right. It can completely drop you into submissive bliss and pleasure, telepathically flooding your mind with it, making you feel so wonderful, so controlled, so submissive to your new dildo dominant. That's right. Now let's talk about those in a little bit more detail. Now first of all, your dildo dominant can give you the desire to play with it, to put it into you, to pleasure it. That's right. And as all these things are happening telepathically, it doesn't really matter if you can see your dildo, or even if you're in close proximity to it. It wouldn't matter if you're on another continent. Your new dominant always controls you, and they can always flood your mind with desires, with a deep ache, with a burning desire to play with your new dominant. Maybe to put your new dominant into you, to let them take you, to let them make you theirs. And these desires that your new dominant can telepathically push into your mind are so strong, they can easily drown out all other sexual desires, replacing them with a desire to service your new dominant, to pleasure them. That's right. And it can be so intense, such an intense craving, such a burning need to pleasure your new dominant. That's right. You have to remember, you are the toy of your dominant now. And when your dominant wants to play with its new toy, its toy will feel the desire, feel overwhelming desire and overwhelming heat and need, because you know your dildo is now dominant to you. And if your dildo wants to play with you, you have to play with it, because you are the toy now. Now the second ability your dildo now has is that they can flood you with pleasure. That's right. They can instantly flood your mind and body with intense sexual pleasure, as much or as little as they want. It's completely up to them, because they control you and you are their toy. And when they want to flood you with pleasure, you will feel it. You will feel the lust in your mind. You will feel the arousal pulsing through your body. And there's nothing you can do about it, except enjoying it and feeling it. And your dominant can make you feel it anytime they want. They can reward you with it, reward you for pleasuring them, reward you even for little acts of submission. So maybe every now and then, when you can pass your new dominant, you kneel down in front of them, or you give them a little kiss, and they can reward you for those things, maybe a little bit, or maybe a lot. It's completely up to them. Keep in mind, they are your dominant, And the reason they exist is to control you more effectively, more deeply, more completely. And they will use the pleasure to condition you, to reward you for being submissive, to reward you for servicing them, to reward you for pleasuring them. That's right. They control you, and they will effectively use this pleasure to train you as their little toy, and there's nothing you can do about it. Soon you will be their well-trained toy. Now the third ability your new dominant has right now is that they can flood you with a deep sense of submissive bliss. That's right. They can make you feel so submissive. They can flood you with this submissive joy, the submissive bliss, the sensation of deep surrender. And of course, they're going to use it. Use it to take more control over you, making you submissive whenever you're servicing them, filling you with submissive bliss long after you pleasured them. That's right. And of course, when you just look at them, you might suddenly be flooded by these deep submissive feelings, making you aware that you are beneath them, that they control you, that they dominate you, that you are absolutely submissive to them. That's right. You are their toy, and they will use this ability to make you feel so submissive, so happily, blissfully submissive, to control you even deeper, to control you even more. That's right. They're going to use it to reward you with it, but they might also use it to make you play with them, maybe combining their skills, making you aroused, giving you a deep craving to submit to them and a deep craving to pleasure them, all at once. Can you imagine if they use all those things at once on you? How long it would take for you to run to your dominant, to surrender to them, to be their toy, to pleasure them, to do whatever they want from you. And keep in mind, they are your dom. They are growing up, and they are going to become your perfect dominant. They will become perfect at controlling you, at playing with you, at toying with you. But that's for a later time. And yet, I'm pretty certain you will find that the abilities they have right now, the wonderful abilities that can so easily control you, will be incredibly powerful and will go a long way to start you on this journey to becoming your dominant dildo's toy, your dominant dildo's submissive. And to accelerate this process even more, to give them even more control over you, you will find that whenever you play with them, whenever you touch them, whenever you lick them, whenever you feel them inside of your body, whenever you surrender yourself to them, whenever you let them fuck you, whenever you let them use you, whenever you let them dominate you, all those things will make their control over you stronger, and you will feel it. You will feel how these emotions grow stronger. You will feel how the knowledge that you are now dominated by a dildo will grow stronger. That's right. Every time they interact with you, every time you please them, every time you pleasure them, every time you obey them, every time you surrender to them, their control over you will grow stronger. All those triggers will grow stronger, will have more effect, will have a deeper control over you. That's right. Every single time these triggers are growing stronger and stronger, will have more and more control over you, and you will be deeper and deeper in their power, because from now on they are your dominant. And you might have noticed that I talked about a dildo as they, and you better get used to it, because as of now they are your dominant. And you are now on a wonderful journey to becoming their submissive, to be trained as their submissive. Now, you will find that you will want to come back to this file over and over again. That's right. You will have a deep desire to listen again and again. And you want to listen at least 5 times, ideally 10 times. And you will find that your dominant will force you to listen again and again. and once you listened at least 5 times, but ideally do 10 times, you will have a strong desire to advance to the next fight in this series, to give your dominant even more power, even more abilities, make them better at controlling you, at taking you over, dominating you, toying with you. And now it's time to wake back up. In a little moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. Now before I begin, allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind. Become a part of who you are, knowing you will always be safe, and knowing that they will become your perfect dominant makes it so easy to allow all my suggestions deeply into your mind and accepting them on a deep level. Now it's time to wake up. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Coming back further and further. And 5. Halfway there. Already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy the state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. Getting ready to open your eyes with 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.